Atzilus Kalim, then Litzarach Ladurei Alei. He doesn't have to go after all this Kulihai. He doesn't have to say so many answers. For the Gemara Vedum, Itzarach Lezuzi, maybe right now he needed money and he did sell it. On Ravashi, Harayotzel Hashem Geneva Beir. But still, Lameister was talking about that there is a rumor that a Geneva took place. So Minastam, once we hear there's a Geneva taking place, and he's not a person that sells things, we don't have to come on to say that all of a sudden now he decided to sell it, but rather than he'll be never to say this is his stuff. That we have to have all this riot, there's such a riot here, that's only if the person really is aiming to sell things. Then we have to prove it clearly that he didn't stop sell it, but this really was the stolen goods. So in such a case, we have the din of the Mishnah, that he's never to say this was his, and that's why here he gets it back. We'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Tes Vov Omer Aleph. The top, the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this. Gonav Umochav Yachakach Hukar Aganav. So Reuven made a Geneva, he stole, and then he sold it, and then Yachakach Hukar Aganav, and then we found out, we caught Reuven, we found out that Reuven was the one that made the Geneva. So now, Rav Mishmed Rabbi Chiya Omar Hadine Marishan. Rav said over the name of Rabbi Chiya that Aloha is with the Rishon, Hadine in Harishon. So Rashi says it means that Din Shal Balabayis Utsviyosei Al Ganav. The original Balabos has the right to go to the Ganav now. Ve'en HaLokeach Bal Dinoi. And the Lokeach, the one that brought it off the Ganav, is not the Bal Din of the owner. Let's say the owner wants to take it away from the lokeach, is yitain domim, then the owner will have to pay him the money, even though we found out the ganav. So that's what Rav says over the name of Rav Chiya, that hadin imorishim, that the balabos has to go to the ganav and cannot take it away from the lokeach without.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmedu Rabbi Yana Yomar, hadin imashaini, that the din is the balabos has the right to take it away from the lokeach. Rashi says, "Dina shabalabai istimalakeichu v'yetsi menu kele b'chinam." He can take it away for free without paying him any money. He doesn't have to pay the lakeich money. Tomorrow says, "Amar Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef says, "Leplika teres lamachlekes kan lefneiish hadin imasheni." Before the balabos is miyayish, therefore the balabos has the right to take it away, so the balabos could go straight to the lakeich. Kan liyachayish, but the first man the yama. Rabbi Chiya, the set of Din Min Arishan, is talking about Liach HaYish. Therefore, Hadin Im Arishan. Therefore, the Balabos only has the right to go to the Ganav. But Lekech has the right to keep it. It's like Yish and Shin Rishus. Therefore, Lekech has the right to keep it. And the Gemara says, V'tavayu Islud Rav Chizda. Both of them agree to Rav Chizda, like we had before. Rashi says, Gozav Lo Nisyayish Rabaylam. In a case where there's a Gazlin, and the owner was not Miyayish yet, so Habaylam Ubo Achav Yochloi, somebody else takes it away from the Ganav. Rotsam is a goiva, that the owner has a right to go to either one to collect. It's here also, before Yish, the owner has a right to go to either one. If he wants to, he can go to the Lokeach and take it away from the Lokeach. Because it's before Yish, Lokeach is not Kono, therefore the Balabas has the right to take it away from him. That's the way Rabbi Yosef says. Oh, Malay Abai, Abai says, V'loi Pligi, is it true what you're saying? That there's no machlokes here. V'ha matnas kuno ke lefnei yish domi. In the case of matnas kuno, it's like lefnei yish. Like the Kohen doesn't know to be miyayish on it yet. And we'll soon see. And still some machlokes. Who the Tanan will learn like this. Oh, Maloi, mocholi meyayish shel poro. If somebody says, like to the butcher, sell me the insides of the cow. For your behematonos, and inside the meyah was the matonos, was the part the keva, was the stomach that you're supposed to give to a kohen. So now it's like this: noisner lekohen v'yena menakalim in adamim. The one that buys it now, he has to give the keva to the kohen, and he doesn't take away, he doesn't detract any money. So Rashi says, the mistoma matonos lezovenle. Most probably, the one you bought it off did not mean to sell you the matonos. So therefore, it's like you have the matonis now, that you have to give the kain. Therefore, this lokeach has to give the keva to the kain. Lokach himena b'mishkal. Let's say you bought it on, you paid for the pound. As I'm buying now, $10 a pound. and you bought a certain amount of pounds. So then, noistel lekayin, umenakol lemen adamim, enachlam with lekayin, has to give it to the kayin. He has the keva, but he has the right to deduct the money, the value of the keva, because I paid you clearly for a pound of meat. So depending upon how many pounds of meat I could use, that's how much I have to pay you. Now, v'yomer Rav said, loishon, when was this learned? Ela sheshokal liatzmoi, only if you're buying it for yourself. So Rashi, ela sheshokal hu liatzmoi, were you buying it for yourself? You waited out yourself. Avo shokal loy tabuch, but in the case where the tabuch, the butcher, waited out for you, hadinim atamach, then the din is with the tabuch. So Rashi says, dinu shokoyin viruroi ala tabuchu, that the kain has to come and argue against the butcher. So Rashi says, Rav l'taymei diyomar hadinim arishin. Like the owner has the right only to come to complain about the rishon. The tabach of yours began of rishon. Because over the tabach, the butcher, he was the one that was supposed to take off the smatnes kuna. He was supposed to take off the keva. And by not doing it, he's like a ganef. For lakeach heavy sheni. And the one that bought it now is like the second one. Well, cover, it says over here, hadinim atabach, that the kohen only has the right to go to the tabach, and he doesn't have the right to go to the lakeach. So Alma, what do you see? Rav less led Rav Chizda. That Rav does not hold like Rav Chizda. Because here we're talking about Koidim Yish. And so it's Koidim Yish, even though the cave is by the Lekeach, the Kohen cannot go to the Lekeach, but rather the Kohen has to have a din with the Tabach. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Eimer rather say, Af din ima Tabach. Rav just meant to say that the Kohen could go to either one. He could go either to the Kohen or to the Lekeach, or to the Tabach, or to the Lekeach. Either one, like Rav Chizda. Since it's Koidim Yish here, it's Rotsa Mizegoiva, Rotsa Mizegoiva. So Moshe says, Ma, the Tema, I would have thought to say, Ein Matnes Kuna Nigzelis, maybe there's no halacha of Gzela. By Matnes Kuna, like Rashi says, Te'alima Kinyona Dedu, Te Mikoya Kuvoya Kosi Lai, since the Koin like has a Schus in it, Machmas Hashem, it's Matnes Kuna, so maybe wherever it is, it's called by the Schus of the Koin. It's not called the Gezel altogether. Te'afilu Shokle Tadach Yigva Koin Nami Melakayach, maybe it's so, the first Tabach, it's not called the Gazlan at all. So therefore the Koin has no right to come to the Tabach. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here to tell us that no, the Koin has a right to go to the Tabach. The first Tabach, the first butcher like, he's considered the Gazlan here. Therefore the Koin could come to him if he wants to, but what then, he could also go to the Lekeach. Now the Gemara says, Ula Abaye diyam apligi, but according to Abaye that holds, that they do argue, Abaye holds, that pligi even blefnei yish. And the arguing of Chizda's halacha, the one that Rav does not hold from Chizda, Ula Abaye diyam apligi, but my pligi, what's the machloikis? But Rav Chizda, the machloikis then, if he holds from Chizda. If you hold Koidim yish, could the Bailim be gova from the Lekeach, from the second ganef or not? Or could only take it away from the first ganef? Rav Zvid said, "Kugoin shenis yayish shuha bailam biyad lekeach." We're talking about here in the case where the bailam was miyayish biyad halakeach, v'loy nis yayish biyad ganef, and not when the first ganef had it. That's the machlokes over here. So Rashi says, "Heichad loy yayish bailam." In the case where there's no yish at all, then the kuliyal mislud Rav Chizda. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. V'yadinim imasheni. You only have a right to take it away before yish. You can take it away even from the second one. Fiyocha, where's our first machlokes over here? Machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Kugoyin shenish yayish, we're talking about now, where the owner was miyayish biyad halakeach, and not biyad habaylim. So therefore, bo pligi, this is the machlokes over here. Masova, the first one holds, yiyosh biyachakach shenu rishus koni, and echnami, when the owner is miyayish first, biyad hagazlin, and then he sells it, and echnami, there's a kinyan shenu rishus. But shenu rishus, in the case where first the ganav gave it to a second ganav, there was a shenu rishus, biyachakach yish, like koni, there's no kinyan. So that's taken up shot in Rabbi Yechanan, that says, hadinim hasheni, that the owner has the right to go to the second one, because the second one is not konerit. He doesn't own it. Umasova, the first one, Umasova, Rabbi Chiya holds, Loishana, there's no difference which order it went. Whether like here, first it was a Shinu Rishus, first the second Ganav took it, or the first Ganav sold it to somebody, and then the Bailam was Miyayish. The Ma'ayit said there's a Kinyan, Yish, and Shinu Rishus here, therefore the owner cannot go to the second one, but only to the first one. Rabbi Papa says, Biglima, Dukuli Amalei Pligi, Dahad Lamarai. So Rashi says, Le'yoylem b'lefnei yish pligi. They're talking about Taka even before yish. Even before the owner was miyayish. And really, v'tavayim v'eslud Reb Chisda. Both of them hold like Reb Chisda. Tawat uveglimo tigneivot kuliyam loy pligi dehod v'lamori. Rashi says, miyad b'chinam ven halakech yocholak v'lamoysov. Huk Reb Chisda. This everybody agrees. That lefnei yish, and if you have the glima here, if the chayfetz that was stolen is still around, so everybody agrees to Reb Chisda, the owner has the right even to go to lekeach. The owner could go straight to the second one and take it away from him without paying him. Because since the chayfetz is still ben, the owner has the right to take it back. Kuliyam lepligi dehod lamorei. For Ocha the Gemara says, be also boy takonis hashukah miflagi. Here's a shal if you made a takonis hashukah not. So Rashi says like this, for Yadinim Arishim, the Yom Rav, why does Rav say the din is only with the first one? So he says, Loi bedin habalabayis kamar, ele bedin shalakeach kamar. It means to say with the din of the lakeach. So what does that mean? Takonas Hashuk, Rashi says, al shekona lakeach b'shuk b'fahesiyam, that this lakeach bought it now openly in the street. Flohaven, but he did not realize that it was stolen goods. So question, did the Rabbonim make a takonas hashavim here to say that you have to pay him? She yishalom lebalabayis moisav. That the balabos has to pay him or not, that's the machlekes. If we hold also by the konas hashok miflagi, in other words, Rav Mishmed Reb Chiyo Amar had dinim arishin. What does that mean? Dina de lakeach the lishkel zuzei miganif. The real the dinim arishin means like this: that avad the owner has the right to come to the gan to the second one and take away his chayfets, because it's ben, and we hold like Reb Chisda. And he holds, even when we take it away from the lakeach, the owner does not have to pay the lakeach, but rather the lakeach now has to go back to the ganif and get back his money. And therefore, v'loy also boy takonas hashuk. We do not make any special takono of taking it away from the lakeach to say he has to get his money first, but rather we say it's like normal. The owner takes it away from the lakeach, and the lakeach now goes back to the ganif that sold it to him. However, v'rev yechanon mishum d'rabi yanai, omar hadinim hasheni. He says the din is with the sheni. What does that mean? That means dina de lokeach de lishka mevalabayis. That means that we also buy takona sashuk. That there's a special takona sashuk over here. That even though the owner has the right to take it away from the lokeach has right now the gzela ben, even though he bought it off the ganef. But still, it's a gzela, and there's no yish, so the owner has a right to take it away from him. But there is a takona sashuk that when the owner takes it away from him, the owner has to pay him money. And then the owner has the right to go to the ganef and get the money from the ganef. But I call upon him the takonas hashuk to make it easy for people to return it. In a case like here, like lokeach, he didn't realize that he did anything wrong. Then when we take it away from him, we have to give him his money. Such the machlokes if they made such a takonas hashuk or not. Now the Gemara says, "V'sava Rav, is true what you're saying now. V'sava Rav lo yosabot takonas hashuk." Is it true what you're saying now that Rav holds that Rabbanon did not make a takonas hashuk that the lokeach does not get the money from the balabos? I v'hor Rav Huna talmid the Rav Heve. Rav Huna was a talmud of Rav. Now the meister was v'chonon bisha, a bad person chonon gonav glima, he stole a shirt v'zavna, and he sold it to somebody. Then the shaila was, now the owner wanted to take it away from the lokeach. Is also the kaima the Rafuna, so they went in front of Rafuna to ask what's the my dinoi. Omar Elohu Gavra. So he told the Prince Lakayach, Zil Shori ad Vitcha. He told him, go, Rashi says, like hit the Mashuncha, Kleima, today Mashkuncha Shabiyodoi. He told the owner, listen, if you want to take it away from this Lakayach, you have to like pay it. Pay up for it. You have to pay him the money. So who are this only because of a dinner, but Konas Hashuk. Like we have now this Chonon Bisha the Ganef took away a glima, and he sold it to somebody. And now we found out where it is, so the original owner wants to come to Lakeach to get back his glima. Still, Rav Huna told the owner, you're going to have to pay this Lakeach. Why? Because of the Takonas Hashuk. So we see clearly that even Rav holds of a Takonas Hashuk. Tumor says, no, I'll tell you here it's different. Shani Chonon Bisha, Kivon the Leklish Talumi Minei, Kaloihukar Domi. I guess it should be Klehuker Hagan of Dami. That here we're talking about, since Chonon Bisha was a very bad robber, you can't get money back from him. So therefore, consider as if we do not know who the Ganef is. In a case where we do not know who the ganav is, then everybody agrees that there's a tekonas hashuk, that when you take it away from the lekeach, you have to pay him the money. There's only a question when you have a ganav around, that who has to go collect the money from the ganav? Does the lekeach have to go to the ganav? Or do we tell the balabos to go to the ganav? But over here, since he was chona bisha, it's like we don't know who the ganav is, you're not going to get your money back. See, everybody agrees, you make a tekonas hashuk. Omar Rava, Rava says, Im ganef mefursim hu, lo yosu ba tekonas hashuk. That if it's a ganef mefursim, then they do not make a tekonas hashuk. In other words, like Lokeach should have known not to buy it off the ganef. He's a ganef mefursim, everybody knows he's a ganef. Who? What right did you have to buy it off him? So since you went and bought it off him, later when we find out that it was a gzela, and you have it now, we take it away from you without paying you any money. We do not make a tekonas hashuk. So where's the question? Aye, for Chonon Bisha, this last case of Chonon Bisha, Chonon this bad person, the Mefursim have it. How mean it was? He was bad because he was known to be a ganav. And still somebody that bought it off him, and later when the owner came to take it away, Rav Huna said, you have to pay him. The also bought the Konas Hashuk, and they made it the Konas Hashuk. So you see, even by a ganav Mefursim, still we make it the Konas Hashuk. The Gemara answers, Need the Mefursim Levishasa, Levishusa, even though he was known to be a very wicked person, but Leganevusa Lemefursim. It's not true. Chana was not known to be a Bavusta Ganef. Therefore, since he wasn't known to be a Ganef, that's why here we may have Tekonas Hashuk. It's not so much the fault of this Lakayach, he did not realize that what Chana had were stolen goods. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Itma will not like this. Gonaf upara b'choivai. If Reuven stole something, and he paid up his chayv, his milva, he owed somebody money, and he paid it up with the stolen money, he paid up his chayvos. Or else, gonaf upara bekeifai. He stole something, and he paid up his bills that he had by the grocery store. Bekeifai, what he took, Rashi says, hekav v'chenveni. He used to buy things on credit, and now he paid up his bill by the grocery store. So locher is, and later we find out that it was stolen, so now the owner has the right to come to the malva, or has the right to come to the storekeeper and take away his money. So in such a case, lo yoso boi tekonas hashuk. We do not make a tekonas hashuk. In other words, that the chenveni loses out. Or if the chenveni wants to, he has the right to go to the ganef. Why? The yamri, we say, the yamri, lo yadaita dahani, yohovis lei. Yeah, so Rashi says, "Lavadai toy, lahai gineva yovisle zuzi, demak mihochi usvisle." In other words, you didn't lend the money on this gzela. In other words, the halvot took place way before. So therefore, when the person now pays up with the gineva, it's not called the payment. So therefore, you malva have no right to keep this gineva. Therefore, there's no tekonas hashuk. It's like you're losing out so much. You lent him the money before. It's a question. He has no money to pay up. So even without the gneiv, also you wouldn't have received payment. So therefore, for the malvo, for the storekeeper, we do not make any tekonas hashuk. Now the Gemara says, Mashkanta shavi mosayin b'meya. Let's say you received a mashkin that was worth $200 for $100. So Rashi says, Mashkanta shava. No, yeah. You received a mashkin that was really worth $200 for $100. So also boy tekonas hashuk. Then we do make a tekonas hashuk for you. In other words, you only lent the money because of this mashkin. So therefore, like you lent $100 on a $200 mashkin. So clearly you only lent the money because of the mashkin. So therefore now, if the mashkin like was stolen and they take it away from you, so you have a right to get your money or to keep $100 worth of it. Because you only lent the money only because of the mashkin. But what's going to be, shove b'shove, let's say you lent $100 and the person gave you a mashkin back only worth $100. So then, let's say we find out later that this mashkin was stolen goods. So when the owner takes it away from you, he doesn't have to pay you anything. Because again, on a loan that you gave exactly for exact, we say, Maspabi, you would have lent the money anyway. You did not lend the money only because of this mashkin. The Rashi says, "In derech lasis ken lahalvois ala mashkin kol shaviv." Hilkach lav adayte dahay mashkan tusvei elhem nu ehendei. It's not really because of this mashkin that you're lending him the money. Elamai stand because you trusted him. So therefore, they did not make a takonas hashuk, like you're not losing out. Even without the mashkin, you also would have lent him the money. So therefore, we can't really say it's the mashkin that's causing him. So therefore, if they, even though they take away the mashkin from you, still you would have lent the money. So therefore, they did not make a takonas hashuk. That's what a meima says. Mazut Ramano also about the Konas Ashok. He holds no such a thing still. I only lent the money because of the Mashkin. So now to take away the Mashkin, I'm losing out. They made it to Konas Ashok. The Ilkhusa, the more sense in parentheses, Shalot Figurus said or not. The Ilkhusa also about the Konas Ashok. Shalot the Mashal takes this out. Shalot Figurus this or not. Yeah, weiter. Zvini, let's say you sold something. Shove Bishova, you sold something and you took the exact price of it. And the person paid you for it. In such a case, also by the Konas Ashuk. Like you only sold it now because he gave you the money. So we find out now the money was stolen money and they take it away from you. So they made it to Konas Ashuk. What about Shavim Meyer B'Masayim? You sold $100, something worth $100 for $200. So Rav Sheshi Somar Lo Yosef by the Konas Ashuk. Because you felt you're getting a great deal here. So therefore, it's like a Matana. So therefore, like Rashi says, "Vafilu lito mei," you don't even get $100 worth when they take away the money. "Tichihechi de mei yisayri matonhi mei de shavinam matonhi." Just like the extra $100 they got, like it was like a present. So the whole deal is still like a big present for you. Therefore, it's not called you having a loss here. We do not make atkonas hashuk. Rav Amano also bought atkonas hashuk. We make atkonas hashuk. True, you got a great deal here, but it's only if you keep money. But if they take away the $200, so you don't get anything, you lost your chayfet, so then we make a tekonas hashuk. The ilchosah, the maskonah is, the kulu in all these cases, also by tekonas hashuk. The rabbanim made a tekonah, in a case where the person was innocent, you took the money, either you didn't realize it was stolen goods, so whenever you take it to heter, later when the owner takes it away from you, we say the owner has to pay you. Labar excluding Miganif or Pora Bechoyven, a case where somebody stole the money to pay back his halvor, because then we say, since the Malva lent you the money way before, some Monashach. It calls money, doesn't have money, you just don't get your money back. The same thing, Gonaf or Pora Bechoyven. If first you took food on credit, and now you have to pay it up, so you paid up with stolen money, that's nothing. We take it away from the Chenveni. That's not called you got your payment. You lost out, but who asked you to give it out in the first place? By you giving it out back here, for giving it out on credit, that's your own fault. So here there's not the Konas Ashuk. But all the other cases where it's not your fault, like you went to buy something, and the person paid you with stolen money, then we say when they take it away from you, we make out the Konas Ashuk. Mora says now, Avimi Barnozi, name of a person here, Chamua de Ravina. He was the father-in-law of Ravina. Have a Masik Bahu Gavra Abra Zuzi. That somebody owed him $4. He had $4 in somebody's rishus.
Now, so the ma'aseh, what the story was here, Gonvo Glima, this person again stole a coat, Asen Alei, and he gave it back to him. But we'll soon see, it wasn't really, he meant maybe for a payment of the first $4 that he owed him, but in the meantime, Uzve Arba Zuzi Achrini, he borrowed from him another $4. So it came out this person borrowed now $8 from him. The slave at the end that came out was Tukar Ganef. We found out the Ganef. So therefore, it's a shalom now. How much can you take away? So Osla came with Ravina. Came in front of Ravina. His army said like this: Kamoi Gonaf or Pora Bechoyvei. Like first when he gave you the cloth, this glima, it was like it was the Ganev he stole, and he's being Pora Bechoyvei. So therefore, Loi Boy Lemeisav Lev Lemidi. You don't have to give him anything. The owner has a right to take away this cloth, and he doesn't have to pay back to Avimi. Doesn't have to pay back to Avimi anything. Hanachabo Lemidi. Hanachabo Zuzi Achrini. But the last $4 that you lent him, Shkel Zuzchoch for the Glima. That time you're gonna have to pay him back the money because that's like a mashkin. There, before you can take away the Glima, you'll have to pay back Avimi the $4. Like there is a Tekonas Hashuk on this last $4. On this, the Gemara says, "Mask of Rav Koyein, Vidulma may be Glima, Pahani Zuzi Kamo Yovin Ale Ganiv, Upora Bechoyvoi, Gonaf Upora Bekefoi, Fiabo Zuzi Basroi Hemune Hemnei." Maybe no. Maybe the case here was that the Ganiv paid back the cloth, when he gave the cloth back, he meant to pay up for his first Geneva.
So that's called gona papora b'choyvoy. And then gona papora b'kefoy. Then v'yabo zuzi basro, that you lent him another $4, stam hemno hemnui, stam you trusted him. Ki eche de hemne mikora, the same way you trusted him at the beginning. So maybe it's not because of this mashkin, so therefore maybe the owner doesn't have to pay you anything. The owner has the right to take away his cloth back from Avimi, and Avimi gets nothing right now. So that was the shayla. So Mora says the Galgen Milsa came out, this thing came about, they kept on asking one to another till it finally reached Motel Kaim of the Rabavua. Omi said like this, Hilchasa Karav Koyin. With Akapaskin like Rav Koyin, that such a case we consider when this Ganef gave Avimi back the cloth, it was the Pshat that the cloth is for the payment of his Chayv. And therefore that was the Gemara before, if you're a Ganef or Perei of a Chayvai, there's no Takonas Hashuk. And that you lent the money at the end, it's not the pshat you lent it because of this mashkin, but rather it's the pshat this time you lent him money, and therefore the owner Avimi gets nothing. Avimi has to go to this ganef now and get back his money from him, but his cloth he can't keep at all. Mor says now, Nashor Ganvo Safra. Nashor is the name of a person. He stole the sefer. And Zavna Lepufnoi, he sold it to a person in Pufnoi, Betimnin $30. Petimnin Zuzi. Also Pufnoi, then this person from Pufnoi went, Zavne Labar Mukhuzoi, he sold it to a different person from a different city, Bemeyev Yesum Zuzi, for $120. And the Seif Hukaragana for the end, we came out, we found out that it was a stolen Sefer, and now the owner wants to come and take it away. So when the owner comes to take it away from the Mukhuzoi, is there a Takonas Hashuk here, how much does the owner have to pay him? So Rabbi says like this, Lezo Moru de Safra, let the owner of the Sefer come, for Yoyev Levnei Labar Mechuzah, he has to pay something to the last one, the Bar Mechuzah that has it now, Timnim Zuzi, let him just pay him $80, what it was really worth. The Shokel Safra, and he could take back his Sefer. And the Yozo Bar Mechuzah, the Shokel Aboyim of Pufnoi, and let now the Bar Mechuzah go collect $40 from the Bar Pufnoi. That's what he said. And this the Gemara said back, Mask of Law Rob, Rob asked a question back, why? Hashtu lokech miganef, madach if a person buys it off a ganef. Also, boy tekona sashuk, we made a takona. That what the owner takes away from the lokech, he has to pay him all his money first, and then the owner will collect it from the ganef. If so, lokech m'lokech, here it's a double lokech. Mi boy, for sure there should be such a takona sashuk, that when the owner takes it away from the final lokech, he has to pay him the full price. Ella rather, therefore, my Rabbi says like this, Lezel Mori the Saf, let the owner of the Sefer go, V'yoyvele Labar Mechuzo Neyev Yesem Zuzi. When you want to take away your Sefer from the Bar Mechuzo, you'll have to pay him $120. How much he paid for it? V'shok L'Safra, then you can take back your Sefer. Then, V'lezel Mori the Saf, let the owner of the Sefer go, V'lishkol Arboim Mipafnoim, let him go take back $40 from the Pafnoim, V'timnim Menashoi, and then he gets back $80 from the Ganef. So the kid said, Abad is a Tekonas Hashuk here, then when the owner takes it back from the Lakeach, he has to pay him back the full price that he paid for it. And then the owner goes back to the last two people and gets back the pay that he was supposed to, that was stolen, that they gained on the deal. Now the Mishnah says like this, Zebo b'chavita shoyayin v'zebo b'kadesh shodvash. If two people are walking, one has a barrel of wine and one has a barrel of honey. Nistako chov yishodvash. If the one that has the honey, his barrel breaks. V'shofach zeh siyenus, the other one that sees it. And again, we're talking about in a place that honey is worth much more than wine. So the person does is he spills out his wine in order v'hitzel eshadvash letoichoy. And he goes and saves the other person's dvash and puts it now into his barrel.